So this 45-minute sit will be a guided metta loving kindness sit with some guidance initially, and then we will move into silence, continuing on our own. So taking some time right now to settle into a comfortable posture. And this is especially important with this metta loving kindness practice. That actually that our bodies are feeling cared for by the way that we're sitting, that we're not adding any stress to the way that we're sitting. So if it supports you right now to lean back a little bit and have the support of the chair that you're sitting on, taking a moment to move into a posture that already has this attitude of kindness in it. Caring for this body right here, right now. And as you start bringing awareness, mindful awareness into your experience right now, just opening up to breath and body as you feel it in this moment. Settling in. Letting your mindful awareness itself soften any patterns of holding or tightness in the body. Perhaps letting the breath support this process of unwinding, untangling, coming into softness right now. Maybe the image of the sun, both offering this clarity of mindfulness, but also this warmth of metta, can be an image for you right now. So the way that you are with yourself right now could be like shining a sun on your own experience, knowing it with mindfulness, but also having this warmth, this softening warmth. So this metta or loving kindness is this unconditional love, this friendliness that we bring towards ourselves. It's a type of love that does not exclude any beings, and also it doesn't exclude any parts of ourselves. This metta, this loving kindness, can hold all parts of ourselves with steady, equal kindness. And eventually, over time, it can hold all beings with steady, equal kindness. No preferences and no exclusions. Open and vast and boundless. So today we'll start with self. And then over the next stage, we'll gradually move towards including more and more beings. Over time with our practice, moving towards this boundless love that can hold all beings with equal care, with equal love. And as we start with ourselves, it's like building a metta fire. We're just starting with the small logs, gradually building this fire, getting a really steady fire of warmth and friendliness and kindness going. And then as this fire gets stronger, through our practice, maybe through years of practice, we can gradually add more and more wood, eventually including all beings in this warmth. So today, beginning with self, and just reconnecting with breath and body. And inviting your mindful awareness of your body to be infused with some kindness, with some warmth. And then seeing if you can bring up some felt sense of yourself. Maybe just sitting here right now. Getting a sense of your own being in this moment. Seeing if it's possible to feel some sense of warmth towards yourself in this moment. Sensing into your own lovable qualities. Looking at yourself in this moment with kind eyes. You may also try to call up an image of yourself as a child. This may be a way in to connect with some care for yourself. So calling up an image or a felt sense of yourself as a child. And seeing if you can connect with some care for this image or this felt sense. opening to tuning into some endearing qualities that you're sensing within yourself. If it's difficult for you to feel this care for yourself, perhaps seeing if you can see yourself through the eyes of someone that does care about you. Someone in your life that holds you with a kind gaze. Maybe when you were a child, or maybe at this point in your life. And can you see yourself through the eyes of this being that cares for you? And now I will offer some classical phrases, metta loving kindness phrases, that you can practice directing to yourself. Checking out for yourself which one of them makes most sense for you. Using all of them or some of them, or changing them a little bit so they really work the best for you. So holding this image or this sense of yourself in this moment. And then offering to yourself may I be safe and protected from inner and outer danger and harm. May I be peaceful and happy. May I be strong and healthy, or potentially may I have physical well-being. Picking the version that works best for you. May I take care of myself happily, easily, or joyfully. May I live with a deep sense of ease and well-being. May I love and accept myself completely, just as I am in this moment. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer danger and harm. May I be peaceful and happy. May I be strong and healthy, or may I have physical well-being. May I live with a deep sense of ease and well-being. May I love myself completely, just as I am in this moment. Saying the phrases, and then also listening inside, noticing the impact as you're saying the phrases. And perhaps your breath can support this process of repeating the phrases and breathing with the phrases. Inviting your body to receive and participate in this Wish for well-being. Wish for ease. Wish for happiness. Showering yourself with these intentions of loving kindness. Now listening again one more time to the phrases and getting a sense of which one you may want to continue with. All of them or some of them or what particular words may connect with you the most. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm and danger. May I be peaceful and happy. May I be strong and healthy. Or may I have physical well-being. May I take care of myself easily. Happily. May I live with a deep sense of ease and well-being. May I love myself completely, just as I am in this moment. Now continuing on in silence. Repeating the phrases that makes most sense to you. And just making sense or making space for whatever experience might be here with this particular practice.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.